KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Only FM KX93.5. I'm Dawn Damari. You're listening to the Groove Express. Coming up this hour, music from Aphex Twin, The Who, and Jesse Ware. Right now, by request, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club KX93.5.
Sweet, I'm now way too soon.
Generational Alt-Rock in Laguna Beach. You just heard the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club by request from John listening in Santa Ana. Thanks for listening. I'm Dawn Damari. This is the Groove Express. If you have a request, call us on the request line 949-715-5936. Tonight, we've got some new music, some 60s classics, and Tony Cox from Tightrope Entertainment will be stopping by the building to provide an entertainment update for Laguna Beach. And our concert correspondent, Frank, will be calling in later this hour to tell us what's going on. All right, now, let's play some new music. This is by Blonde Redhead. They've been around since the 90s, and they just released a new album yesterday, and it's really good. So here's a song from it, Dripping, on the Groove Express Show on KX93.5.
Searching for something that I can reach.
I don't like them innocent. I don't want no face fresh. Want them wearing leather bag and let me be your taste test. I like the sad eyes, bad guys, mouth full of white lies. Kiss me in the corridor, real quick to tell me goodbye.
You say that you're no good for me, 'cause I'm always tugging at your sleeve. And I swear I hate you and you leave. I like it anyway. Life goes, where'd you go? I can't find you in the body sleep.
Boy, never sleep alone, boy. Got a million numbers and they're filling up your phone, boy. I'm off the deep end, sleeping on that through the weekend. Saying that I love him, but I know I'm gonna leave him.
You say that you're no good for me, 'cause I'm always tugging at your sleeve. And I swear I hate you and you leave. I like it anyway. My ghost, where'd you go? I can't find you in the body sleeping.
Searching for something that I can reach.
My ghost, where'd you go? I can't find you in the body sleeping next to me. My ghost, where'd you go? What happened to the soul?
Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. I'm Dawn Damari. This is the Groove Express. You just heard a song by Halsey. She's from New Jersey, singer-songwriter, and that song was called Ghost. Came out a few months back. She's going to be supporting the Kooks on a tour of the U.S. real soon, and they are coming to the Observatory in Santa Ana on September 24th. So definitely check that out if you can. Well, speaking of concerts, we have our second annual Festival of Music with the Beach Boys coming up really soon. Saturday, September 24th. Doors open at 5 o'clock p.m. at the Irvine Bowl. And by the way, tickets are selling out really fast, so you better get your ticket soon if you want to go. And I hope you do buy lots of tickets. The Loge section and the VIP experience, those sections are totally sold out, not available. Regular tickets are still available for $45. And Club Kokomo meet and greet tickets are also still available. And that includes an intimate VIP meeting with the Beach Boys, autograph laminated USB drive with a bunch of their songs, a photograph session, and you can talk to the Beach Boys, and you get a special Kokomo cocktail. Supporting acts, the 133 Band, and LA-based Say, and the proceeds benefit KX93.5, the Tony Hawk Foundation, School Power, Maui Ola Foundation, and the Surf Rider Foundation. Purchase your tickets online at KX93.5.com. Right now we're going to play a song. This is pretty new. It's by an up-and-coming band from Australia. They're an all-girl garage band called the Reprobettes. A little bit of a tongue twister, but it's a really cool song. The song is called Young and Stupid on KX93.5.
I used to love you.
Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. I'm Dawn Damari. You're listening to The Groove Express. You just heard a brand new song called Metal Zone, and that's from the Australian band The Vines. Their brand new album just came out last week. Well, right now, on the line, we have our concert correspondent, Frank. So let's talk to him now. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for calling in. So, what have you been up to concert-wise?
Last Thursday, I went to one of the residency nights of Ty Siegel and saw him at the Echo.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he played at the Marine Room here last Wednesday. So, how was he at the Echo?
He was awesome. Really loud and good. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. So, was it crowded?
Oh, yeah. All four nights were sold out.
Wow, four nights.
Yeah.
All right, what else going on?
Well, I also went to the Grammy Museum to see David Gray. And he was really interesting because the Grammy Museum, you know, they interview the band and you ask questions and they play it.
Yeah.
Wow, he's really, he's way different than I expected. He was just, he's like talking about how much he dislikes the California lifestyle and he doesn't like the hippie BS. He was so different than I imagined.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, I also went to the Echo to see Bear in Heaven. They mm-hmm. were really good.
Cool.
And I also went out to Moore Park because I wanted to check out Rock and Roll Pizza.
Yeah, how was that?
That was a really cool place. That's mm-hmm. the place where the Foo Fighters
yeah.
and Neil Young played surprise shows.
Yeah.
And it's a cool little pizza place, and they have all this rock and roll memorabilia there and stuff. It's very cool.
Yeah, I've never been, but I have some friends that have been, and I heard they were trying to shut it down. Is that still happening, or do you think it's going to stay open?
I think it's going to stay open.
So what are your picks yeah. for this weekend and tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, my pick, which I'm going to, is the A La La's are playing with OK Go
nice.
For free on the Santa Monica Pier.
Super fun.
Yeah, that should be really good. Then Friday and Saturday, Elvis Costello with Ben Folds are mm-hmm. playing at the Hollywood Bowl. I'm going to try to go one or the other night. And Saturday during, like, early afternoon, they're having an Aphex Twin listening party for his new album.
Nice. Now, you know, I remember seeing the Aphex Twin with you a really long time ago, the 90s.
In England.
When we visited. That was so fun. Because that's really cool.
Yeah, well, he's not actually going to be there. It's just going to be a listening party, but it should still be fun.
Yeah.
The show that we went to in England, remember, it was a band called Locust, which was an electronic band.
Mm-hmm.
Have nothing to do with that new hardcore band, Locust. And they also, Seafield played.
Yep.
Tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aphex Twin. It was a really good show.
And it was really small. And I think that's great that Richard James
yeah,
is going to put out some new material.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. The one show that I did miss that I wanted to go to, but I just didn't have time to get there, was Drive Like Jehu played a free reunion show in San Diego mm-hmm. and Balboa Park, but
mm-hmm.
it was just like too hard to fight the traffic.
Yeah.
Down to San Diego for a one-hour pre-show. And I saw him a bunch of times back in the day. So,
I remember.
And I'm sure they'll go on a reunion tour.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
I remember they played at Jabberjaw, that venue, back in the 90s. Some 90s
yeah,
reminiscing on the show tonight. Yes, we did.
Yeah, we saw them at Jabberjaw and Shea Cafe.
That's really cool. Well,
yeah.
Maybe they'll tour again.
Yeah.
All right, well, anything else that you recommend for our listeners this weekend?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm probably going to go to San Diego to check out a comedy festival.
Sweet.
They're having a three-day comedy festival in San Diego. Oh, and also, there's a show happening at Santa Barbara Bowl that I'm probably going to go to, which is going to be Massive Attack with TV on the Radio.
Nice. All right, well, you got to report in next week and tell everyone how it was. How all those concerts
yeah.
are. All right, well, have a fun
yeah,
weekend.
I will.
Thank you, Frank, for joining us live on the phone from Los Angeles. I hope you out there, listeners out there, check out some of his picks. up in LA going on this weekend. Well, right now we have a request for Linda in Santa Ana. She wanted to hear The Who. So here's The Real Me on KX93.5.
Russell Boston. I've lived in Laguna Beach for 20 plus years, and this is the best station in the hemisphere, KX93.5, unparalleled.
I'm Dawn Damari. You're listening to The Groove Express. And we have a guest in the studio. Tony Cox is here in the building.
Hey.
Hi, Tony.
How are you, Dawn?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So, what's the scoop? What is Tightrope Entertainment planning?
Well, we have something coming up pretty soon, but we're not quite ready to tell about that one yet, but we'll see about that one. But we're doing tonight, we're trying to continue with our local Wednesday night at Ocean Avenue Brewery. So we're doing music and beer and skimboard surf movies, supporting just basically the local lifestyle, skimboards, music, surfing, and dancing and beer.
Oh, cool. Well,
and beer.
That sounds like fun. And that's at Ocean Avenue Brewery?
Yeah, we're trying to keep it going every Wednesday. You know,
awesome.
Thanks to Bill and George Bryan, they're local legends.
Mm-hmm.
And their videos are amazing. People don't realize how much, they're legends in the skimboard industry, but they also are, very talented artists as far as making movies, photography, art, just everything. So it's really cool to support those guys. And Ocean Avenue has been great. We've been getting some really cool musicians in here. Mm-hmm. And then we have a good show coming up next week there, which we'll be telling you about, which will be should be super fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to hear that announcement also.
Yeah, I hope that you're going to be there.
Yes, I will definitely be there next week. And that'll definitely be cool. And I've been to a couple of these, you know, Ocean Avenue events, and they're great. It's
they're
free.
Fun, and they're loud, and they're
it's loud.
Just,
it's
people
laid
are having
back,
a good time.
Fun. Yeah.
You know, it's just like kind of a good local thing.
Definitely. Cool.
We're doing a little show tomorrow at Ocean Avenue with a really cool local band called Moonshine.
Oh, Moonshine.
You know Moonshine, right?
Are they rockabilly?
They're rockabilly. Oh, it's Selena cool. and Dylan, and they're mm-hmm. like they're from Laguna, born and raised. They write their own music. They have their own style. It should be really cool for Art Walk, so we're doing that 8 to 11 tomorrow.
Oh, 8 to 11.
I know Nick Eye is playing down at the Cliffs, but mm-hmm. if anybody wants a little music after 10, come on down to Ocean Avenue, and we'll have a cool show for you.
Yeah, cool. Moonshine, they sound cool. I haven't seen them yet. So
oh, really?
I'll try to stop by.
Oh, yeah, they're
later.
So good.
Yeah.
They're really talented.
Tomorrow night. Cool.
Yeah, you got to stop by.
For sure.
Cool.
I will. All right. Well, thank you, as always, for your update.
Thank you, and thank KX, and thank the Happy Hour Show, and just all you guys are so awesome. We really appreciate
Happy Hour
you having
show
us on.
Too. Johnny and Don.
Johnny
and Don.
And Don.
Well, actually, it's Johnny and Donnie.
Now
I'm no longer on the Happy Hour show.
But we still include you just because.
Oh, that's nice. I'm still there in spirit all the time.
Definitely.
So, anyway, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, see you down there or see you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, we're going to play something. This is pretty new by LaRue, British singer-songwriter. This song is called Sexotech on KX93.5.
New music.
Yeah.
Always good.
Oh,
Laguna's only FM station, KX93.5. I'm Dawn Damari. You've been listening to The Groove Express. That's about it for us tonight. The next time you'll hear from me will be next week. And after this, we got a great show. Roots Rock Reggae, Ambush in the Night, with DJ Soda. So that'll be right after this song. We're going to leave you with a song by Sin Cane. This is brand new from his fourth album. He was born in Sudan, and he came to the U.S. They fled. His family fled and came to the U.S. when he was six. So he just released a new album. This song is called How We Be.